This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and nutrition channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are visiting with Angela Emmerton, clinical nutritionist and founder of Nutritional Matters, which helps people solve their health problems through practical nutritional solutions so they can feel the best that they can be. Angela, pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
So thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and great to have you out this morning. So there's so many diets today, and it's so confusing knowing what to eat, what's right, and all that kind of thing. So how do we eat well for good health?
Yeah, look, I couldn't agree more. It's so confusing out there. I mean, I get so confused. So many trends, fad diets. I know as an ambassador for that sugar film, the low-fat diet just doesn't work. You know, and we can clearly see that as our nation, we're just getting sicker and fatter. So really, I say it's all about getting back to basics and just eating real whole food. Hey, no surprise. But really, that is what will nourish the body, because that's what food does, or it doesn't do, really, depending on how we feed ourselves. So all about getting back to the basics.
And speaking about the basics, how do we get back to the basics and eat real whole food?
Yeah, well, firstly, we need to look at our values and prioritize our health, because a nutritional diet is the basic foundational necessity of human life. Well, really, that's if you want to have good health. So, you know, I totally understand, you know, we're all busy. I'm busy too. We're juggling jobs, families, etc. I hear this every week in my practice. Patients say to me, I don't have time to shop or cook a meal, never mind time to sit down and even enjoy this with family or friends. So to me, that really says you're not valuing or prioritizing your health. And, you know, how can you expect good health if you compromise on nutrition? So really it's about, you know, looking at your priorities and your values.
Well stated. And in your expert opinion, what is the key ingredient which keeps people on track in eating well for life?
Yes, well, I kind of put it down to the three P's. You know, we talked about prioritizing. So it's prioritizing, planning, and preparing. So it's a bit like life, really, you know. And once you're clear that your health is your priority, planning and prepping your food for the week. So when you do this, really, you plan and prepare your success for the week. And it's about getting into that habit. You know, we've all got lots of habits. Some of those are not good. But the more you do this one, the closer you'll get to eating well for life. You know, so just wishing and hoping is not going to get us there. We all know that. So plan your weekly meals. You know, if you had three meals a day plus some snacks, that's 35 meals a week, 35 opportunities to nourish your body. So I tend to say, write it down. You know, start getting into the habit of planning. Have a little template that you write down 7 days a week, and you might skip some, but generally plan those meals out for the week. Get some inspiration. You know, you'll use that as a template, and then talk with friends, share recipes, look at, you know, we've all got loads of recipe books. Start to get inspired, and this encourages people to get back into the kitchen, because really that's kind of the place we've stopped going to a little bit. And it's all about eating out, it's takeaways, it's fast, it's quick. But, you know, coming back to the kitchen and starting to love that space and getting creative in there. And then I say, you know, when you plan, it also helps with budget, because you only buy what you need. You reduce waste, because everything in your fridge then will have a purpose. And prepping, you know, this is the time. We need to set some time aside, and usually weekends is when we're a little bit more flexible, as maybe it's a Sunday afternoon, and prepare big batches of meals and freeze them. You know, who wants to come home on a Friday night and cook? How nice would it be to have something there ready to defrost, one of your delicious meals, and you kick back and relax? And I'm a huge fan, you know, it's all about cook once, eat twice. If you're going to invest the time in the kitchen, make it worth double. And, you know, there's so many meals we can cook that are easy and simple and will freeze for the week. Curries, soups, bolognese, Fabulous. But you do this on a weekly basis, and you will be rewarded more than you can imagine. Save you time, money, stress, and most importantly, you'll be providing nourishment for your body. So I always say, think about it and consider, are you worth it?
Most helpful information there today. We are visiting with Angela Emmerton, clinical nutritionist and founder of Nutritional Matters, which helps people solve their health problems through practical nutritional solutions so they can feel the best that they can be here on eHealth Radio's health news and nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Angela, what if you're on a low budget? Can you still eat well?
Well, absolutely. You don't need to spend a fortune on food to eat well. You know, many people perceive whole, real food to be more expensive than processed packaged food. But, you know, I'm sure somewhere along the line, someone needs to pay for the packaging, the advertising, the transportation, etc. So, you know, a couple of my key tips is, you know, eat seasonally. So we know that it's food that has not been shipped around the country. It'll also be fresher, have more nutrients. Buy locally where you can. Again, you're saving on transportation, but you'd also support your local farmers. You can find often good spray-free or organic foods there that it can be the same price as conventional produce. Also, don't snub frozen vegetables. You know, they can often be as close or better than fresh produce if it's been left on the shelf or stored for months, you know. Well, hopefully not months, but, you know, quite often we don't know. So frozen veggies, they retain a good amount of nutrients and you don't have to worry about them going off. So low waste, and you've always got them handy to throw into a stir fry, etc. Use your freezer. You can pick up some fruits or veggies on special. Freeze them, you know, something like bananas, great for smoothies or muffins. You can stew some fruit, and again, you can freeze that. And let's even just think, you grow your own. Some easy veggies and herbs to grow, kale, spinach, silver beet, and you've got them on hand, again, to throw into an easy meal. And herbs are something, you know, herbs are quite expensive, and often they're on their last legs when we buy them, and if you haven't used them that day, they're useless the next. So things like parsley, thyme, rosemary, versatile and easy to grow. And, you know, again, when we talk about the budget, it's again your priorities. If you're not buying broccoli because it's gone up a dollar, but you're still having that second cup of coffee each day, we need to consider where your priorities are. And, you know, and simple meals are pretty delicious. Chili beans and rice, cheap, easy, tomato soups, omelets with leftover veggies, and baked spuds with homemade hummus and salad. Cheap, easy, nutritious, and everyone loves them.
Also, what are the foods that we need to avoid for our health's sake?
Okay, so I think, you know, we've already talked about lots of, you know, keeping it nutritious. Keep away from the processed and highly refined foods as much as possible. As a sugar ambassador, obviously I'm going to say keep your sugar low. The World Health Association recommends no more than 6 teaspoons a day. So let's try and be aware of that. Look at serving sizes on packets. They really can fool us. And often we're eating twice the amount that's stated. So think about that. You know, you're getting double the sugar, double the fat, double the salt. Calories. We tend to look at things and we might say, oh, it hasn't got much calories in it. They're not all calories are the same, really. It's about the source. And again, look at the food and ask yourself, will this nourish me? Not just good because it's low in calories. So let's not be fooled by that. And be aware when we're having takeaway foods, more often than not, it will be high in fat and sodium, and it's usually high in sugar. And of course, aim for 5 cups of veggies a day. We all know this. And, you know, if we can, I say start with breakfast to get your 5 a day.
Excellent tips. Thanks for that. Now, finally, how do you encourage your patients to eat well for life? Touch on that in conclusion.
Yeah, well, look, you know, eating healthy can be tasty. And again, it's, you know, it's getting creative in the kitchen and getting those little tips and inspirations around. But, I'm all about keeping it real, really. I call myself a practical nutritionist. And, you know, so keep it simple. all about the 80-20 rule. If you get it right 80% of the time, the other 20 is okay. Doesn't have to be complicated. You can enjoy the occasional treat with families and friends, I always say. And but let's not demonize food, you know. Be kind to yourself. If you have a binge day, get back on the horse. But just don't hoodwink yourself into saying it is only an occasional day, you know. Our hospitals are full of people who do this. And remember that you're in charge of your health. You have the power to make it a healthy future. So why wouldn't you want to? But, you know, people struggle. They find it difficult to change their diet and daily eating habits. And doing it alone, particularly if they don't have a supportive family or friends. So if this resonates with you, you can call me for a no-obligation conversation. And let's chat about what we can do to get you on the road to eating well for life.
Angela, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. You really covered some great information here today, and I'm sure the listeners got a lot from what you shared. Thanks again. Where can listeners get all the details on nutritional matters, and how could one be in touch as needed?
Yeah, so you can visit my website, nutritionalmatters.com.au.
And that's certainly easy enough. Again, Angela, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Angela Emmerton, clinical nutritionist and founder of Nutritional Matters, which helps people solve their health problems through practical nutritional solutions so they can feel the best that they can be. And for more information, visit nutritionalmatters.com. AU. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.